Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today.
Hi fam! I just got back from a vacay with my little family, and amongst other things, trains were a theme with our train-loving kiddos. We rode a long-distance train, subway trains, and my son even got a cool domino train, where the train lays out stacked domino-like tiles that can then be knocked over. I mean, we had endless sensory fun. But I've missed seeing you here at the water cooler. And I've gotten some great questions across OFP's social media, email, and OCDFamilyPodcast.com wanting to know more about ICBT, otherwise known as inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy. So let's take a question directly from you, fam. But just remember, this isn't therapy. And the question reads, is ICBT just glorified rumination? First off, great question. And just to keep it real, fam, I had the same concern when I first heard whisperings about ICBT. It sounded like a theory where we are trying to justify reasoning, which not only engages with an intrusive thought, but doesn't that also function compulsively? So let's break this down, fam. What is rumination? I fancy psychiatry.org's stance on this, that it, quote, involves repetitive thinking or dwelling on negative feelings and distress and their causes and consequences, end quote. Yep, I mean, tell me you have OCD without telling me you have OCD, am I right? And hey, while rumination and OCD aren't mutually exclusive, rumination can and does play a pretty big role in OCD. So if rumination is unwanted, then glorified rumination, no matter how bedazzled it may be, is still unwanted, right? Sure. But we cannot determine this conclusion if we don't even know what ICBT is. So what is ICBT? Well, at its core, it's all about a reasoning process. Yes, process. And because I think in analogies, for better or for worse, let's revisit the idea of my son's new domino train. As anyone who has ever constructed a line of dominoes for the enjoyment of toppling them over knows, if one domino falls anywhere in that sequence, all the dominoes impacted fall as well. It's a chain reaction, which is part of why it's so fun and can be so satisfying when done purposefully. And if accidentally triggered, oh, we know, probably firsthand, why that can be so frustrating, disappointing, or sad. Because ready or not, those dominoes are going to fall. And within ICBT, we learn that our reasoning processes aren't much different when it comes to OCD. So that first domino is the doubt. We have the what if, maybe, possible question or inference, if you will, enter into our mind. And if that domino falls, then we have the meaning domino, the distress domino, the compulsions dominoes. They all follow the sequence because they are literally impacted by that doubt. So where does rumination come into this mix? Well, again, if we presume rumination involves that sticky thinking or even a dissecting of why did this thought appear, what does this mean about me, or an endless number of other possible conclusions, then it requires that that doubt, the thought, that sticky, intrusive obsession domino is already there. Translation? The rumination domino, it comes later in the sequence. It follows our doubt domino. So simple physics can tell us, in this domino effect, if the first domino doesn't fall, the other dominoes remain unmoved. There has to be a trigger, a push, a force, some kind of inertia working in concert with a gravitational pull on that first domino for the sequence to begin. So what does this have to do with ICBT? Well, simply said, if we can resolve the doubt, that first domino, trigger or not, if it doesn't fall, then none of the other dominoes topple either. So is ICBT about ruminating? No, ruminating is its whole own domino that doesn't topple unless the doubt preceding it starts that sequence. But I have even better news, fam. What ICBT teaches more broadly is that that doubt, that initial domino, it had to be constructed in the first place. Much like I needed to construct my sequence of dominoes. So if I don't construct the doubt in the first place, then that sequence never happens. And if the sequence doesn't happen, then the rumination doesn't happen either, or any other compulsion for that matter. So how is the OCD doubt constructed? Well, I'll refer you back to last summer's water cooler chat where we overviewed ICBT as a whole, as well as a number of ICBT episodes from my catalog in season 1 and 2 and ICBT.online for more information. But my challenge to you, if you get bored or find some spare time this week, is to grab some dominoes and actually create a sequence of your own. Consider the work and the careful moves it takes to actually create a domino sequence, no matter how small or large. And notice how if that first domino doesn't fall, then the other dominoes continue to remain wherever you are in that line. But even more so, when you're done, notice if you don't even construct the sequence in the first place, if nothing's lined up, spaced apart, designed, then there's literally nothing to topple. We don't have to avoid or resist ruminating if the dominoes aren't set up to fall. And for OCD warriors and family, that's really great news. But speaking of all these dominoes, it's time to clean up all these tiles and finish unpacking from vacay. Thanks for the great questions though, fam. And I'll look forward to seeing you again next week here at the Water Cooler.
Therapists, ready to shape the future of pediatric OCD treatment? Join the Next Steps in Pediatric OCD on-demand course from Angela Adamson Springer, LCSW, and learn how to adapt inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy for kids. With research still emerging, this course empowers you to explore new methods and contribute to the growing field of evidence-based practices. With OCD Training School's 365-day access for on-demand courses, you'll gain practical tools to help kids by adapting ICBT's signature 12 modules to be as creative as the kiddos you're treating. So sign up at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses to support the podcast at no extra cost and support further growth and hope for our youngest of warriors.